Everything you ever wanted is available outside of your mind. Yesterday I attempted to teach the second session of the fields. And both students, it's an experimental course, so it is very small, were stupid. What do I call stupid? When you are closed. Or you are incurious. When you can even look, because something robs you of your aliveness. One of the people slept very little. The other's cell hydration is low because a fast-growing cancer siphoned the water away. They are special cases, and yet I am going to assume that yet they are perfect representatives of today's humanity, they are in their minds, and nothing outside of the mind is available to them. Okay. I need to explain something I already have in another article, but here you go. All information that comes through our perceptual organs is physical. So as all physical signals they guide you through the brain. If you short-circuit the brain, i.e. avoid it, and directly connect to the storage room, the mind, then nothing guides you. And none of you is involved in life. Life is happening outside of your conscious awareness, and your experience is like the experience of a brain floating in a lab vat. No input through the perception organs. There are many reasons you may be stupid, temporarily. Cell hydration is one major reason. When your cell hydration is low, the body goes into survival mode, and thinking is not a priority then. Unfortunately, tumors have a tendency to suck away all available water and deprive your cells from it. So if and when you have episodes of brain fog or stupidity, it is mandatory that you get your health measurements so you catch tumors growing in your body as early as possible, when they are easy to heal. Another major reason is lifestyle. I have found that sleeping with an alarm clock is almost certainly leads a person to occasional or permanent brain fog, aka stupidity. Why? Because the brain get caught in the middle of pruning, or cleaning, or reorganizing, or whatever the brain does when you sleep, and waking up in the middle of a sleep cycle leaves it in a halfway state, much like if you were sweeping the floor, but would leave the dirt in a pile there. Because you were interrupted. I have experimented with all kinds of alarm systems, and even the ones that have light or gentle chimes leaves me with a case of serious brain fog. So I get up when I woke up naturally. Trust yourself, by the way. If you don't, you won't sleep well. The third reason is, I think, sugar. Sugar messes with your brain chemicals, and renders you stupid. How much sugar you can get away with. I have been experimenting, and this is what I found. I can eat dark, semi-sweet chocolate, about an ounce a day, 25 grams. If I don't eat anything sweetened, no commercial bread, no sauces, no natural sugars like honey or guava, no fruits even. Milk also has a lot of natural milk sugar. I also use milk in my tea, probably another 25 grams total. This is probably individual, but I have a hunch that if you do eat more sugars, you are stupid. Not because you ate it, but because you got stupid from the sugar. Your attention span, the depth of your perception, the accuracy of your thinking all depends on not making yourself stupid. The two women on the call yesterday have a normal 100 IQ. Their IQ was 40, both, on the call. Anything and everything I teach, whether it is on a call or in an article, requires one to have an IQ of 100 at the time of receiving the teaching, and 100 to act on the teaching. To pass all the exams to be licensed in RN, registered nurse, you still need an IQ of 70, 10 points above the median of humanity at this time. So it's hydration, sleep, and sugar. If you notice consistent brain fog, symptoms in the picture, make sure you send for your health measurements. And one more thing, if you have an issue with your digestion, the whole alimentary canal, sugar acts as acid on it. I eat that 25 grams in tiny bits, so as to not cause myself undue pain. I have a born with issue with my esophagus. Even artificial sweeteners set it off. Here is your button to order your health measurements. If any of your numbers is 3 or below, please make sure you order a consultation. You may not be sharp enough to know what is killing you. Because we're all dying, one day at a time. Some faster than others. Get your health measurements. P.S. One of the symptoms of brain fog and low intelligence is thinking that because you don't feel anything, therefore you are healthy. But the truth is, your feelings don't register for the mind if you are a mind dweller.